Well, Mr. Brady, at least Americans can rest easy the week between Christmas and New Year's and know that the lame duck is over. And they've got to be wondering, did they get their money's worth?
I don't think they did. Beyond extending tax cuts for all Americans and blocking that horrible spending omnibus bill, I just don't think, don't ask, don't tell, START treaty with Russia or that new health care entitlement for New Yorkers were the real priorities of Americans. I think the lame duck went on far too long, got out into the weeds on an agenda the American public's already rejected. So I'm pleased it's ended, and I'm looking forward to a new Republican majority in the House that obviously is going to do battle with the Democrat Senate president.
Well, one of the things that the soon-to-not-be-the majority in the House wanted was to extend their spending plan for at least another year, but they didn't get it.
Well, they didn't, and it was a major victory for those of us who want to shrink the government. They want to have a massive new bill that lasted all of next year, that continued this bloated government, in fact, built on it. Now, with just about a 60-day temporary extension, it allowed the new Republican majority to rescind much of this bloated government, go back, for starters, to the pre-stimulus, pre-bailout levels, and then start shrinking the government from there. That's what the American public sent us to do.
Well, they did this huge lame duck agenda with martial law rules. We're not going to see those, are we, under a Republican House of Representatives?
No, part of the Pledge to America, the new Republican majority in the House, was that we will change the way the House runs. One bill, one topic. We're going to give the public 3 days to read the bill before it's voted on. There has to be constitutional authority attached to every bill, so we start honoring the Constitution. We will sunset programs no later than 7 years so that if they're not succeeding, outliving their usefulness, they go away. And committee chairmen will be keeping attendance, keeping track of people who are at the hearings and those who don't show up to work, all of which I think are reforms that Americans really are looking for.
Even during the Christmas season, you can't seem to get away from constant advertising that this administration is doing to try and sell seniors on Obamacare.
It's frustrating, because we're seeing the same stimulus-like exaggerations in the new Obamacare that we saw back then. For example, the White House claims that almost 130,000 Texans have lower drug costs thanks to Obamacare. What they don't tell you is that they are forcing 3 million seniors out of their health care plan. They're going to automatically enroll half of them into a plan that's more expensive, and that they're going to force nearly a million seniors, again, into a Medicare Advantage plan they don't want. And they don't mention that many seniors won't be able to see the doctor they've always seen because so many Texas physicians are leaving Medicare. So, as Paul Harvey would say, there's more to this story.
It seems that every time you see a claim, though, you wonder, is it real? Are you seeing even more claims than what we're hearing about?
Well, there are two more that comes immediately to mind. One is that the president promised about 700,000 people in America would move into these high-risk pools. If you have a debilitating illness, you can't get covered. In Texas, for example, out of 25 million people, only 393 are using that plan. Huge disappointment, a huge exaggeration of what the bill would do. Secondly, they claim that a lot of employers have had their early retiree health care costs reduced. What they don't tell you is that they took away the benefit that encourages employers to keep their retiree health care. They kept that benefit for government workers at the state and federal level, but they took it away from the Main Street workers. So there's a lot more to these Obamacare claims than really meets the eye.
We've talked a lot about winners and losers in Obamacare, but when you look at the new census data that's starting to finally come out, there's a big winner, and it's the Lone Star State.
Yeah, it really is. You know, at a time when the country is facing major challenges, Texas is going to gain 4 more seats in the House. That means for our state, increased clout and increased influence at a critical time in our nation's history. In February, we'll learn where the detailed growth has occurred, and lawmakers in Austin can start drawing those lines. But I think overall the census is very good news for our state. I also believe people are moving to business-friendly, low-tax rate states. They want to keep more of what they earn. They want a fair chance to make their small business grow. That's Texas, and that's why we're growing.